As it was then, so it is now. Exactly 5 years ago in this Dunedin test, New Zealand took a slender lead over South Africa. Then it was 35 runs. That was in 2012. Now it's 33 runs. Although they would have hoped for a few more after a classy 100 from Kane Williamson. It was his third as New Zealand's captain, his second against South Africa, and every bit as important as that one in Wellington in that same series in 2012. Already, South Africa have dispensed with the deficit, although they lost Stephen Cook to a duck. Dean Elgar and Hashim Amla have made light work of it. They're in the lead. However, there's one thing that's very different to that test 5 years ago, and that's that South Africa were well into their second innings at the end of day three. This time, they've only just started. As you can see, lots of weather around. It really changed on day three. Clear skies in the morning and then just completely turned around. Quite chilly, wet weather expected. So the real question is whether there's enough time for either side to get a result out of this. South Africa will be looking for quick, big runs on the fourth day. New Zealand will be looking for quick wickets and then enough time to chase down a small target. Whether we'll get that or not, we're not too sure about. One thing we do know is that we're sure to get a fair amount of crowd. There were lots of people in here on Friday afternoon. That was until a fire alarm caused a full evacuation of the ground, and sadly, not much of the crowd returned. So things did get hot, maybe a little bit too hot, although there was no danger to anyone. That took place in the grandstand towards the end of play. Hopefully, everyone will be back for day four and even day five if the rain stays away. We'll bring that to you on ESPN Crick Info.